Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Convention and Visitors Bureau Executive Director Jill Vandevort joins us on today's program to talk about the transition to their new location and the latest with the CVB. Why don't you remind our listeners what the Convention and Visitors Bureau does for the Pella community and the work you do to try and promote our community and tourism?
Absolutely. What we do is focus on bringing outside dollars into our community, and those dollars then will be left in our community to improve economic development here for all of our businesses, attractions, entities, eateries, and so forth. So our goal is to continue to make Pella a strong destination. It's important for us to support our local retailers and so forth. So anytime we can bring outside traffic here, it's an improvement. It's a benefit for all involved. We work with group travel, with motor coach travel. We work with conferences and meetings. We'll be hosting a big family reunion this weekend. It's actually hosted in Des Moines, but they're doing an out trip to Pella to do shopping and attractions. So anything that is tourism, which obviously with our corporate entities we have here in Pella too, we have a very strong corporate tourism also. So it's our purpose to be here to support extra dollars into the doors of our businesses.
Well, and there's also a wide range of events that you either support or host nowadays too, if you want to remind our listeners about that. Then we'll talk about why the transition was important.
Yes, we host the Tour of Homes each year. That event brings a lot of outside traffic, including hotel stays and that type of thing. So we can always benefit from outside dollars during that three-day event. So that's why we continue to foster that and make sure it's happening for our community and our businesses. Another big event that we are a part of is the Lake Red Rock Balloon Fest, where it's a partnership between Knoxville and Pella. It's hosted by the Red Rock Lake Association, but we're just one of the organizers that helps here from the Pella community. So again, the traffic that we see from that event is huge. The hotel stays that we receive are just extremely beneficial. So anyway, just a great event for getting people out into the lake area, recreation. It's a full weekend of activities, and hotels and campgrounds alike are both full throughout that event.
Well, and the reason why we're talking to you now is that you've had a big move, and many people associated your organization with what was previously the Pella Chamber, now the Pace Alliance, and you have since left their building and have kind of split off to become your own entity entirely. Not that you weren't before, but why don't you explain to our listeners why the transition was important and why it ultimately happened?
We actually made the transition to better support our marketing efforts as a destination. The dollars that we receive through hotel motel tax are earmarked specifically for tourism and for, you know, marketing Pella for tourism dollars. So for us, it was just extremely important that those dollars stay in a separate funding mechanism. They're public tax dollars. We need to be careful with how we're using them. It's just important that we are in great communication and in great sync with the city council, because they are deciding the funding that we're receiving each year through our contract.
And now the relationship, though, does continue with Pace Alliance, because there's a lot of what you do that goes hand in hand with a lot of the events that go on throughout the community, correct?
Absolutely. We work very much in partnership, especially with those events that we could pull tourism dollars. The Pace is actually hosting those events. For instance, Thursdays in Pella, Friday After Fives, the Christmas open houses. Those are all kind of focused on our own local residents, but yet we can also pull from immediate radiuses like Newton, Marshalltown, those types of radius that we can be pulling some tourism dollars. So we're partnering on those types of events as well, especially these summer events that, you know, if we're going to run an ad, we want to help promote Thursdays in Pella, Friday After Five, any of those things locally, but we're also going to have that ad encompass like the Balloon Fest and things like that, that are definitely going to bring people to Pella for little events and more family-focused events, but also these big events like the Balloon Fest. So,
and then if people want to come to your new location, if they want to learn more about what the Pella Convention and Visitors Bureau does, what's the best way to get a hold of you, and where are you located now?
We're actually located right on the square, on the west side of the square at 815 Broadway. Our actual mailing address would be Suite 1. We occupy a beautiful old historic home that was formerly known as Topaz Styling Salon. We have a full visitor center just like we did previously. We're seeing a lot of visitor traffic. Because we are on the square, we are able to really push more people into our businesses downtown, make sure they're doing more things while they're here and spending more money in our businesses and that type of thing as well. The visitor center also offers a public restroom, so that's been a plus as well. And just, you know, being here for our guests, but also being here to promote our businesses locally.
Once again, that was Pella Convention and Visitors Bureau Executive Director Jill Vandevort. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.